Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, here we are, the Sports Authorities in Studio B, here for your entertainment tonight.
That's right.
Fully clothed and bathed, just for you, for your sanitary protection.
Are you huddled up out there?
I'm hoping you are. So anyways, John Sutter here. Here in Studio B, like we said.
Not A.
For fantastic.
That's right. Not A, though.
That's right. No, not A. A is where all the disc jockey stuff is. B is where the sports stuff happens, and we're so glad that you're here with us today. Of course, you know that sports authorities are not bought and paid for by anybody, so we can tell you exactly how things go. We also do not have the FCC here, but we do follow the DMCA rules, so sometimes the language may get a little salty. Too fucking bad. All of our opinions are our opinions, so don't sue our asses. What else do we got?
You're not getting anything anyways.
We got the highest...
highest standards?
We have the highest standards right here in the Callmark Studios.
And we're not mere experts. We're authorities.
That's right. You can get experts anywhere. You can find experts on ESPN who are really not experts at all. Just because you play the game doesn't mean you know it. So, but who does know it, of course, is our super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hi, Kenny. How are you?
Doing very well, and I hope everyone listening to us is doing well as well.
Especially, and we give our apologies to everybody that's out in Arizona now that has to go listen in their hot car to listen to us. God, 120 degrees, man.
Wow. Ah,
what does that feel like?
Don't keep your doggy in the car, whatever
no,
you do.
No, don't find that doggy in the window. But what you can find in the window is our sport director here at the new CKWI Radio 76, going left to right on your dial, number G in your programs, but number one in your heart. The sport director here, the old referee, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. Okay. Number G?
There you go. So, in case you want to know... In case
it's like your favorite color is Wednesday, right?
There you are. In case you're okay. Playing along with us, Mark has made these huge books here with little topics that we have not seen before. We don't pre-discuss. That shows you how much that we put in our pre-production value here, but everything is
but
fresh.
But it's at the higher standards, though.
There you go. So if you hear us calling out numbers, it's because those are related to the topics that we're going to go to. And as always, Mr. Milicek, would you like to kick us off today?
Okay. What do you want to start with? You want to start with hockey?
No.
It's about your Red Wings. At least it's not about my Maple Leafs.
Wait and more weight. All right. Red Wings. Leafs.
Loser.
Oh, now we get the loser.
There you go. Yep.
It's a buy one, get one free. It's a loser boo. Wow.
That's right. See, we're bulking up. Okie dokes.
Jeez.
You're welcome. All right, so get us somewhere.
Okay, well, we'll start with Mr. Peter Mrazek.
Sports Authority.
Peter Mrazek. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say this. I think today's show... We're going to set a record because we're going to have the most gigantic, enormous cacks this week to talk about. I mean, not just normal size, huge. So
Bigly,
yes.
Bigly.
Bigly.
Is that in Webster's Dictionary?
Because this week we had a lot of khaki stuff going on, and it's just, oh, it's
you wearing intimidating. A nice-eyed shirt? Damn, I'm impressed. Big money. Obviously, the tax season's been doing well.
Oh, and I got my Maple Leaf shirt on.
Oh. You always have your Maple Leaf shirt on. You could be banging somebody, you'd wear your Maple Leaf shirt.
Hey, he never takes it off. He wears it in the shower.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what the chick has to look at all the time. Maple Leaf, Maple Leaf, Maple Leaf. Looks like a little strobe light.
They like it. What can I say?
You know what? I'd bang the guy if he'd only wear a Maple Leaf shirt. good man, you. You know, not me as speaking as a woman. There you go.
All right. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No. Yeah, okay, you Ferndale people. Hello. All right.
At least when I'm upstairs, I don't have to listen to the boo.
Big deal. When you're on the second floor of the CK compound, I would say so.
I'm in the Studio R. Right.
Yes. Studio.
I'm in the penthouse.
Yes. Studio HP for Studio Hanky Panky.
Okay.
What about Mrazek? Where are we at? What number?
One.
Oh, one? Okay.
Number one.
Yeah, Mr. Mrazek is not a very happy camper in Red Wing Land.
Why?
He's not happy because...
they left him unprotected?
Yeah, because...
No Trojan?
Well,
no Rhubarb?
Yeah, he's not happy because they thought that... he thought that they were going to... protect him and not protect Mr. Howard.
To set the context here, we have a new team coming into the NHL, the Las Vegas Golden
Blue
Knights.
Mm.
And as part of their entering into the league, they're going to be able to draft one player from each team.
True that.
In the league. And so each team was able to protect a certain number of players. And on Sunday, they had to finalize their list of who they were protecting and who they were not protecting. Everyone thought, well, they're going to leave Jimmy Howard, the 33-year-old, way overpaid goaltender. They're going to let him be unprotected and protect Mrazek, who's 25 years old. And when the list came out, surprise, surprise, they protected Howard, did not protect Mrazek. So, why did they do that? I think our first enormous cack this week was the one who came out and explained it. Mr. Kenny Holland, he said that, he didn't have a very good year, and he's got a bad attitude.
He said he's got a bad attitude?
Yeah.
You. And you're going to go for it? Because here's the story, dumbass. Here, I'll give you the cack. Is that Jimmy can't stay healthy for 3 months, no matter what happens, whether it's just him or bad luck or whatever. He can't. And so you're going to go to your number two goaltender and say, you know, tell the world that he's got a bad attitude? Woo! Watch the bad attitude happen.
Yeah.
You know? And it's really, he's too cocky for his own good? Some in the organization believe? Well, then goodbye. You know, he became increasingly difficult to coach last season, they said. Well, let's see, you've got a shit coach. You know, why would you listen to any of those boobs, you know? And
right.
As many boobs as I listen to, I put my ear right next to him so I can hear
and
him better.
And interestingly enough, how does it enhance his attraction to the Golden Knights when you're ripping the guy?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to get rid of the guy, you're going to shut up. Oh, he's a really good guy, but we like Howard better. But no, you're ripping the guy.
You're supposed to try to sell him.
Yeah.
So what do they think they're going to do? Go directly to that kid that's 6'6 or whatever? He wasn't all that
fabulous.
Well,
he's unprotected, too.
Yeah, but no one's going to go for him.
No.
You know, not even close. You know?
No. Where's the list for the Red Wings?
Jared Coral.
Something that normally as I scoot around on Saturday and do my little Saturday shopping at the small mom and poppers, you know, so I can spread my wealth evenly. That over at Randazzo's on 13 Mile in Chaner, as soon as the place was kind of jumping, and we didn't know why. And so I go in there. Who is signing autographs but Jonathan Erickson? And he is as geeky in person as he look like. I mean, he's tall, skinny guy. He's tall. But he's skinny, and it was kind of like, why are you making this kind of money?
Yeah.
You know? And the funny thing is, there's a lot of people going in and out, didn't know who he was, even though they had a big old cardboard thing next to him. This is Jonathan Erickson. It's like, boo. Here, I'll boo.
Boo!
Evidently traded. What are you reading?
Well, he was unprotected, too.
Did you really
him
think?
Him and Cronwall.
The whole defense.
Please, take.
You know, really.
Let.
If you're a part of the Las Vegas blue blacks, you know, red blacks, you know, would you take a look at Detroit's defense and go, ooh, we got to have those two? No, I mean, if that's the best of the best, man, you're really going to have a porous defense. You better have the goaltender from Pittsburgh go. Did you see that they didn't even protect him?
Yeah, Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can only protect one goalie.
Yeah.
So, you know, at least Pittsburgh was smart and protected Matt Murray, since he's only 23 mm-hmm. or 24 instead of Fleury, which is like 30.
And Fleury said, you know, I understand what they're doing. I agree with them. I'm an older guy, and this is the guy of the future, and I hate to leave Pittsburgh, but, you know.
Yeah, but you could be the man with the red blacks, you know.
Or get traded because they draft four goalies from other teams and got trade bait that dangle out there.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, well, but it would be that cool to make a first draft. I mean, can they draft and trade that quickly?
Well, see, the thing is according to the NHL, there's already six trades that have been made by Las Vegas.
They've already been made. They haven't even drafted anybody yet.
Well, that's the point. The point is, okay, we will draft this guy if you give us a draft choice.
You're protecting players on your list. Don't take this guy.
And oh,
we'll
I see. You,
we didn't protect him, but we want to keep him, so we'll give you a draft pick instead. Okay.
We'll give you a draft pick, not to pick this guy, so pick somebody else.
Yeah. Brilliant move. I mean, if
of
I'm
course,
the,
we wouldn't see anything like that here because there's no creativity
not
here.
Brilliant, yeah.
Because there ain't nobody on the Red Wings, you know, to protect.
Really, who do you want to keep?
Okay, well, here's the list: Aubrey, Callahan, Colin Campbell, Martin Frick, Luke Glendening, Darren Helm.
Yeah, but these are not names. And I mean, who are you're going to take somebody from Detroit? Who's going to be low caliber? I mean, somebody who's making, you know, $600,000.
Yeah.
And then dispense because there's no. I mean, really, if you're taking a look at some bottom basic teams, who are you. And think about it, if you're a crap team like Detroit is right now, who. Even if you give this. You could take everybody, but these four guys, who are you going to take? You know, if you're Vegas, why would you take a slum team? And they're unpickable. I mean, this is a team that a slum team thinks is awful. I mean, a player that the slum team thinks is impossible. So why would you even use it? You know, go give me a draft choice. Give me all you got. Here's an idea. Give me all your draft choices. Keep your expansion roster. You know, I mean,
but they still have to pick one. They still have to take one guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in paper.
But you know who I would take off the Red Wing roster?
Glendening.
Is Tomas Nosek.
Oh, why is that?
Over Ouellette?
Depending on what Las Vegas needs are. If they need a defenseman, I would take Ouellette. If you need a forward, I would take Nosek because, number one, he's big, and number two, he's young.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he's talented. I mean, so is one time Erickson, big and young, and now he's just big and rich.
But see the thing about it is they have to manage the salary cap too when they're picking players. They have to get $248 million, but they have to watch and not go over the $75 million.
Wow, they got to make almost a $50 million floor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, at least they won't have to worry about going over with Jimmy Howard because he's not available.
Yeah, that's really. I mean, it shows you the brain trust. God, I mean. Who knew this internal strife was going on all season long? Hats off for the Red Wings for not exposing it. But if you're really talking this guy up, and Kenny's right, you know, here, take this, you know.
This piece of shit that we really don't want anymore.
Right.
Take him.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, take my wife, please. You know, she's fat, she's ugly, she's a bitch and all that stuff, but you can have her. Okay.
And you're saying this in front of her, too.
Yeah, really.
Just in case they don't take her.
Right, yeah. That's right. She doesn't even do anal.
They do have Ryan Sproul.
Yeah. Who
they could take, too.
Yeah.
That would be a better choice, but, I mean, really, if you got one player, you're going to probably take, well, you're not going to take Helm. Not with that salary.
Nope.
You know,
because he's making almost $5 million a year,
mm-hmm. and he isn't exactly young either anymore.
No, and he's not worth the $5 million.
No.
Hopefully, what the Blue Blacks take is the hype of Nyquist. By now, you know
he's protected though.
He's protected.
He's protected.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The hell they protect him for?
Ablicator, Anastasio, Mantha, Nielsen, Nyquist, Tatar.
Tatar, bye-bye.
Tatar, Zetterberg.
Zetterberg, goodbye.
DeKaiser.
Goodbye.
Mike Green. Nick Jensen and Howard are protected.
Nick Jensen, interesting.
Because mm-hmm. he's a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Hopefully he develops to be...
Yeah, but so is Glenn Denny.
And Larkin wasn't eligible for the draft, so they didn't have to put him on the list.
Yeah, there's certain guys that, if they're under entry-level contracts, they're not eligible for the draft.
You know, I don't have any ghost sound. You know, something that makes like a ghost. Ooh, I got a witch. Wait a minute. Now, there you go. I mean, talk about a disappearing act, Mr. Larkin.
Yeah.
You know, I realize that everybody has a bad sophomore year. But I'm not seeing anything that's going to make it look anything better than we got going on. What do you have there?
I got the list of every team.
Good. All right. We only have an hour.
We need that, don't we?
7-17. Okay. So now, what are they saying that he's going to... Are they going to try to trade him in the offseason? I mean, you got a 25-year-old guy and a 33-year-old guy who can't stand up. You know, there's something about... There is something with Mazurek in his head. Something always flips around February. You know, something does. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he's a great number two. It seems like you put him in as the number one slot, and the pressure gets to him or something. But then again, look at the team in front of him. You know, nothing but...
You got a bunch of pylons for defensemen.
Yeah, I mean, really, you got no defense. I mean, it's literally you, the center, and you, you know, against five guys.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess I would have an attitude, too. He's not making much of anything, is he?
He's making $4 million.
$4 million? For how many? Yeah, but how many years has he got left?
He signed a 2-year contract. So he's got 1 year left.
1 year left, and he's going to be restricted, right?
Restricted, yeah.
Watch how people don't restrict him. All right, so now...
Jimmy Howard has 2 more years left at 5.2, but then he becomes unrestricted.
Hooray. Bye. You're 35 years old, and you're going to be unrestricted. Peace out.
He might as well go get a job at a car dealership, because nobody's going to take him.
You don't care. He's already got, you know, $30 million.
Right.
You know, peace. You know, you've done well, dude. Move on. All right, well, good luck to you. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if this does not put the Red Wings goaltending in disarray next year, you know, because if all of a sudden, you know, but it's typical it's typical of your GM,
Howard,
you know,
yeah.
kissing the ass of veterans that are long past prime, you know? I mean, really, Chris, buddy.
There we go.
You're going to be a part of your dad's legacy.
Yeah.
You know, evidently the wad that he spilled on you, and there's more cack in you than there isn't. You got two teams that are floundering badly. And if you're basing your business plan on a new arena for one of those things to keep you afloat, good luck, because that money's going to go into your baseball team that is going to hemorrhage. I mean, if anything that's coming on, they got... Okay, here we go. Ready? The Detroit Tigers are going out west. They're playing San Diego. They're playing Seattle.
Yep.
They go to Cleveland.
Seattle, 3 against San Diego. That's the West Coast.
And then Cleveland and Kansas City.
Yep.
How many of those games, how many are winnable? I mean, they should fatten up on San Diego, you know, fatten up on Kansas City. Cleveland's going to be a rough ride. And Seattle, surprisingly, is kicking their ass.
How many are winnable? Well, that all depends.
All of them.
I mean, you look last night, they had the brilliant idea. You know, here's another gigantic, enormous cack. Brad Asmus decided Anibal Sanchez needs to start.
Okay? We got to showcase him.
Why? Because he's doing so well. Well... because he pitched in Toledo, and
he's got his arm slot back.
Yeah, he got his arm slot back. So what's he do? He comes up, pitches 5 innings, right? Gives up 5 hits, 3 walks,
gives up two runs.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow. It's he's like good. It's like Carl Walenda. You know, he escaped the underwater...
The dunk tank.
Yeah, the underwater dunk... You know, the chest that's wrapped in chains and padlocks and stuff. He got out.
Yeah, Houdini confused with Orlando.
And they freaking lost the game anyway. Yeah, it's like, oh my God, head slap.
Why did they lose the game, though?
Why did they lose the game? Because bullpen.
You betcha.
And including Frankie Rodriguez, who comes out and serves up the two-run gopher again. Yeah, hey, Francis, you watching this? You paying attention here? There's a reason you're not closing anymore, and it isn't because people don't like you. It's because you suck.
You suck. 8 home runs in 24 innings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do the math. That's one home run every 3 innings.
Yes.
Rod.
For your closer, for your ace closer.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's like, and then you had the audacity to go to the papers.
Yeah.
And like, bitch, because you weren't getting enough work and it's beneath you to start the 8th inning or 7th inning. Dude, you're done. You're washed up. I mean, you're Brad Penny time.
Yep.
Hey, Rod. Watch Craig Kimbrell. Watch some film of him. He gets guys out. His whip is 0-40.
But yeah. this team is in such a mess right now. Going to give you a number of the day. 42. You know what 42 is? It's the number of walks that Justin Verlander's given up this year. Highest in the major leagues. He's number one.
But last year, he was a Cy Young candidate, so he'll turn on soon enough.
Yeah, you know,
he's not winning nothing.
He's really going to be good after the All-Star break, or after July, or after June, or after May, or after someone.
And look how great Buck Farmer did his first two starts. And then the next two,
9 runs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's total Buck Farmer.
Yeah.
You know, he is not a major league caliber arm. Not even close. You know, maybe what they should do is start getting a reliever to come in the 3rd inning.
Yeah.
You know, just have your starters give me a good six outs. You know?
That's well, you sure you don't want them going through the lineup a second time, that's for sure.
No, not at all.
Ugh.
And really, if you bring back Sanchez, you're screaming for help right there.
Saturday.
You got nobody.
Starting Saturday.
Again?
Yeah, what they're doing is they've gone to a 6-man rotation for now.
Yeah. He's starting Saturday against San Diego.
Yeah.
With Buck Farmer?
Yeah.
Cut. I mean, yeah, look at...
This team is... It's like a garage sale. You know, here we got this busted sipper cup over here. We got this hose that has a hole in it.
And it's crinkly.
It's marked down. Well, you know, I think Verlander, with those 42 walks, his pitches have been crinkly, that's for sure.
I know. I mean, it's what happens. You cannot get off on your fastball or your slider with a crinkly dick. That's all there is to it.
That's a new pitch.
I think what he should do is go to the plastic surgeon or go get, like, the Home Depot, get a hose, you know, get it surgically implanted to get your wiener looking back to where it should be, and then pitch. You can't have a crinkly dick that falls between your balls and try to throw like a slider in a major league level team.
Kind of popsicle stick to it.
Yeah. Put a splint. Yeah. I don't think you need a whole popsicle, if you know what I mean. He's crinkly. And he's so lucky he's got that big ass contract.
Oh yeah.
And that big ass fat chick at home. Yeah, fat hog.
But Mark, you said that there were some quotes that you had in here.
Yes. From city council.
Yeah,
where's Brad Asmus, when he was talking about Sanchez, right?
Yeah, where is that? Yeah.
Da 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 da. He threw pretty well, really.
What number?
7.
Yeah.
Alex Olsen's hands were on his hips. Woo! What was he doing? Crinkly. Let's see. The baseball is just behind the fence. Mike's been around the face. I feel like I'm doing everything right now. The results just ain't there, says Wilson. And it was Wilson who allowed.
Yeah.
Flip the page. Yeah. The biggest home run of the match.
Asmus said, "I thought the command was better. More than anything, he seemed to have life on his fastball."
But what does that mean? Is the bar so low, giving up 2 runs is like a Cy Young outing for the Detroit Tigers now?
The
bar's always low.
We hear that the sports authorities have high standards, right?
True that.
And the Detroit Tigers have low standards. I mean, Well, he may have given up three home runs, but other than the home runs,
he did well.
Yeah. Oi! A 3-0 game. Yeah. You know, because all your hitters have now disappeared again. You know, so you can't do the thing of you're waiting for the warm weather. You can't wait for the, well, after the All-Star break, they turn on. Well, when they play a better competition, they play better.
I mean, we're waiting for Victor Martinez's heart to restabilize.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're waiting for Cabrera's back to finally heal on its own.
You know, Mark and I saw a little bit of the stuff on Saturday, and it's like, why do you put J.D. Martinez as one of your better fielders as your DH? What are you thinking? You know, and then you put Romine out in the field. What are you thinking? You know?
They're trying to lose. That's what it looks like to me. They're trying to lose.
But what does it get you in the MLB, though?
What it gets you is an excuse for selling at the deadline to slide under that luxury tax so you don't have to pay out the extra money.
What did you do over the last 3 years? Bomb?
Well, you know what? The old man's gone. So now it's like, all right, fire sale.
Yeah, but you know what? Will Chris pull the trigger? No chance.
You don't think so?
No. You know, because Avila will say, I know we can get more mileage out of him. I know they're starting to come back to life. You know, I know that we're going to get... He won't pull the trigger. There's no way he will. And because now, and even Mark said this a million times, you know, what are you going to get for these guys who know that you're in sell mode?
Yeah.
You know, what you're not going to get any kind of prospect worth a damn.
Just because you want to sell... doesn't mean there's somebody that wants to take them.
That's true. But there
says the Red Wings.
There are some guys that do have value on this roster, and you could get something for them. The problem is, are the ones you don't want to give up.
Okay. Yeah, but no, who's untouchable?
Yeah, please take Francisco Rodriguez. No, we want Justin Wilson. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, okay.
There's nobody on this team that's not untouchable.
No.
Depending what you'll bring back.
Huh, yeah.
I mean, just don't get rid of people just to get rid of people.
But they're going to. They're going to do that.
Well, you know what you're going to do? You're going to get rid of Martinez, JD.
Uh-huh, yep.
You're going to get rid of Upton.
Yep.
Because Upton is the only guy that can bring you something. But then again, you got to take a look at that contract, and you got to look at that trap door. But if you're Upton, if somebody who's a contender who could just use another bat, you know, I mean, he's so-so in the field, and that's being charitable.
Huh?
But if he could go to a team, American League team, DH, all day, every day.
Well, let me tell you something else. When a guy is about to get dealt, that's negotiation time. He's got the trapdoor coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That means renegotiate.
Yep.
I want a raise. I'll stick with you another couple years. I'll push the trapdoor out a couple more years, but you got to bring some cash.
Yeah, but Detroit's not going to do it. They can't
do it. No, I'm not saying Detroit. I'm saying the trade partner.
Okay, so if he gets traded to, say, Baltimore.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're traded. You can't renegotiate on the fly.
Oh, absolutely you can. Absolutely you
the
can.
The guy's
going to
say,
time.
No, you can't go?
No, he'll go.
He'll go, but part of the deal is that Baltimore...
He can leave Baltimore.
That's right.
Correct.
That's,
so Baltimore may very well say, well, we want to renegotiate and have you lock a couple more years in.
Right.
Okay? That's part of what you're looking at here. Otherwise, he's just a rental, but a team can renegotiate that prior to the trade.
But the trapdoor is not this year, though, right? It's
this year.
Yeah, it's this year.
Oh, it's the end of the season?
It's this year, yeah. Yeah,
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Right. So they may say, well, you know, we'll give you another $3 million, $4 million a year if you lock in two more years.
Yeah, otherwise...
And if he does that, the Tigers might get something back for him.
Right.
Yeah, but you get... I mean, really, if you're Baltimore, you're going to get a prorated contract and you're going to get a tryout, you know, because Upton is spotty.
Right.
You know, and not Spotty the cat, but Spotty. You know, so
spotty like in underwear.
What I would are crinkly, depending on what color of spot you got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're Baltimore, would you say, "Look, we're not going to give you the automatic money because we know what happens with Upton and the automatic money." You know, I mean, this is a contract year, and now you're seeing him book.
Yeah.
You see this all over MLB.
Oh, yeah.
You know, contract year, you get the best year of your career. Then you sign buku money with somebody, and then you fail back, man.
Parties, yeah.
Holy cannoli.
I mean, they could work something out at, you know, a performance thing. Maybe.
If he agrees to it, but he probably won't.
He probably won't do it, though.
No.
Because what he's looking at is, you know, I'm going to hit the market again.
Yeah.
And I wasn't real happy with the way it worked out last time for a while, but I cashed in.
Yeah, he cashed in big.
But if I can cash in more now, lock in a couple more years, why not?
Is he eligible for, like, a $120 million contract? I mean, he's eligible, but do you think anybody would pay that? Not anymore?
He might even agree to stay with Baltimore even if they add a couple more years to the contract.
Yeah.
To this current contract?
Right.
They could add a couple years on the backside, or they could bring more cash in.
Or whatever.
There's a lot of ways to do
this. Or backload it, load some money on the end of it, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then that'd make them trade prohibitive. I mean, there's so many contracts in MLB where they're backloaded, you know, and right when you want to trade this guy because he's washed up, you can't unload him.
But, you know, here's the other thing, though, too. You know, we're looking at Justin Upton. We're saying, God, look at all the home runs he's hitting. And how many does he have right now? Like 12, 13, something like that?
13, isn't it?
Yeah.
You look around MLB, how many guys have 12, 13 home runs? It's a ton. You got Logan Morrison hitting about 20. I mean, geez, you go down the list and you go, home runs are a dime a dozen now. Is Upton really that special?
Tom Seaver has as many home runs as Cabrera, and he's not even around, you know. But, I mean, really, he's...
But seriously, when you look at Upton, what he brings to the table, he brings home runs. He doesn't bring batting average. He's not a base steal. He's not a very good fielder. He hits
he
home runs.
He can run, though.
And everybody else is hitting him, too.
I thought he could run fairly well.
Yeah, he's
well,
okay.
Let's go backwards.
But he's not a base
stealer.
He's in
Detroit.
He's not a base stealer, okay? He runs fairly well, but he doesn't steal bases generally. I mean, he has a few, but...
Right. Yeah.
I mean, what does he really bring to the plate? Home runs.
Yeah, but then he could protect somebody. If you're a DH, you know, if he... The reason why you're in Baltimore and not in St. Louis is because you could DH, you know? And if that's what you want to do... You know, I know that it's, some players don't want to be a DH, they want to play. However, or if they need one more bat to push them over, you know, and your DH ain't getting it done, you know, and we're not talking about done from the White Sox back in the day,
Houston.
You know. Yeah, Houston could use a real DH.
Houston could use one more bat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there you go. I mean, whoever gets JD, because really whoever gets Detroit players are going to be rentals.
Yeah.
You know, Martinez is going to be a rental. Upton's going to be a rental, and I don't see them trading anybody else that has value. You know, I don't know who in Detroit would be, would a GM from, Colorado want. There's nobody in the farm club. You can't package any prospects. So you got Upton, who knows he's it, you know, because you can't get rid of Cabrera. And the reason why everybody goes, and believe me, folks, it's not for his sentimentality reasons. You know, it's because of that contract and because he's crap.
Yep.
You know? And then once he told, what was it, last week when he told the press, well, I've been hurting, you know, this and that. And you're hurting in June? Normally you hurt in August when the pressure's on.
He was hurting from the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, that's
before,
right, his back.
Before he started spring training.
Yeah, okay, good idea.
Yeah, so he's been hurt all year.
Right, well, it's...
But he had the back, he has the back, he had the groin.
So did Crinkley.
I mean, this guy's a tough cookie. He plays through injuries, but he doesn't always play well through injuries.
No, I mean, you're not helping the team. I mean, woo, what a macho dude, you know. But the macho dude is hurting the team, except for even Cabrera hurt. Having six home runs this season is better than anything they can bring up from... Toledo.
Yeah, I was going to say, he isn't really hurting the team. He's just kind of blending in.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And just I did some research today. The Tigers farm team is rated 27th out of 30.
There you go.
God, and I bet you they're tied for 27th.
Kansas City's got the worst farm team at number 30.
So we have an underperforming team at the major league level that's top heavy in terms of salaries. Your role players are shit. Your farm system is shit. And where are we going with this? Ugh.
By the way, guess who's got the best farm team?
Detroit.
Yankees?
Nope.
No.
Colorado?
Nope.
No.
Dodgers?
Nope.
Dodgers had enough money. Well,
team from Georgia.
Braves?
Yep.
How?
Okay.
How come it doesn't transfer to their parent club?
It actually has started to. They're in second place now.
Yeah.
How far out? 12?
Out light years. But, you know, they're second in their division.
But they haven't brought up a lot of them yet either,
right,
though.
Right.
But, they're rated number one.
Yeah.
And they got a shitload of them. Their list was really long, too.
The way they were trading, they were just stacking up the prospects.
Yeah, because I was looking at
them. Some of them, like Dansby Swanson's now with the team. They got a couple pitchers that had been moved up. So.
Yeah, and that one kid, the outfielder, incarcerate or whatever. Yeah, the outfielder.
Yeah.
I mean, it's his second year now, but he's playing pretty good, too.
Yeah.
But just throw that little tidbit out there.
We're talking about the haves and have-nots, and we're going to have-not, right?
And we're going to be have-nots for a long time.
We're going to be the Astros is what we're going to do.
Right.
We're going to go in the tank for 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Just brutal. Yeah, brutal!
But you think, though, that there was a light there. There's a management team fairly well put together for the Stros, you know. Yeah. That MLB did us no favor by putting them in the American League. You know, why didn't they put them in the American League like 20 years ago when they were real patsies? You know, that you knew you could feed on them.
Yeah.
You know, just like you could feed on Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, man, that was like just pencil a win there. You know.
All you had to do is show up.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, the cool thing about Kansas City, they got a great stadium. As old as it is, Kauffman Stadium, I just dig the prancing waters out there.
Yep. Yep.
That is the coolest part of any stadium, even though the one in Anaheim looks like that. What is that supposed to be? Some kind of boulder scene or something?
Yeah, yeah.
It's some kind of Disney kind of land kind of deal? What was that supposed to be? It's a question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, to summarize, we're talking about the CAC. So we got Osmus, we got Rodriguez with his bullshit. Yeah, we got Cabrera,
Sanchez. Sure.
Sanchez, another one. I mean, it's like, just incredible cackery all around.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
And it's hard to believe you have the Griffins. They keep winning the championship down in the International League, and it doesn't produce anything for the Red Wings.
Yeah.
And why is that? Because you have management that is way out of whack.
Right. They keep them down there until they're 40 years old, then they bring them up.
What is the point of that? What is the point of keeping them down until they're 25, 26? You know, get them in young now, man.
Well, that's how the Montreal Canadiens used to do it.
The problem
is that Montreal Canadiens had people like Larry Robinson and Guy Lafleur saw. You couldn't bust into them until you're 25 or 26.
But they were good until they retired, though.
Yeah.
They were good until their mid-30s or late 30s.
Yep.
Yeah, but
that's why it kept the other guys down in the farm. So you say a Nylund and some of these other guys were held back.
Maybe you need to call Holland up and tell him they have to look at the way the Maple Leafs are doing it. Bring the kids up and let them play.
Yeah, okay. And be out of playoffs from 1967.
No, I'm talking now. I'm talking the way they did it this year.
Barely go out of the first round? Seen it done that. Got the ribbon, you know?
But it's the way they're doing it now. Let the kids come up and let them play and get the experience.
If I remember correctly, didn't the Maple Leafs back in?
No, they didn't. They won their game. They won their game on the second from last day of the season to get in the playoffs. They didn't back in.
Second to last?
Yes. And if they would have won if they would have got 1 point on Sunday, they would have been playing Ottawa instead of Washington.
And would have got wiped out in the first round.
No, they would have beat Ottawa. Did. They would have beat Ottawa.
Says who they would have beat. Where did Ottawa go in the playoffs?
They would have beat Ottawa.
They went to where?
They would have beat Ottawa.
Almost Stanley Cup?
They would have beat Ottawa.
I don't have a delusion.
You're hearing it from one of the authorities. They would have beat Ottawa. Oh! Who?
Excuse me.
There you go. Well, good luck to you on that one. All right, moving right along there.
Okay. Moving right along.
Do we have any basketball stuff?
We sure do.
And we're done with that. Okay, number five.
Oh, number two? Number five.
I was looking at number three. I think number three is certainly talk-worthy here.
No, number five is definitely there, too. Okay, we'll take number three and then go to five.
Okay. Well, you know, John, you're kind of a guru here.
I am.
Talking about the stadium deal and the Pistons move down there. You're saying they're not going to do it. They're not going to be ready.
No chance.
You know, now the shit's really flying through the air. They have this lawsuit going on. And, you know, city council voted 7-2 today. Yeah, we're going to approve the move. What's the league going to say? We don't know yet. You know, there's a lot of question marks left.
But, you know, the funny thing is that you have to go for the league to give the blessings. What does the league care? You're going to have a brand new stadium. You're going to get a lot of people that are going to go in there. It's all about the money. So what are they going to say? No, you can't go down to Detroit. You got to stay in Auburn Hills. Has the league ever stopped in any of the, you know, except for football? Well, not even football. Football, they don't give a damn. Just go. You know, I don't care if you two teams in L.A. share a stadium. We don't care. Show us the green, man. Show us the money. Has the league ever stopped a move?
Not that I can remember.
I couldn't answer that one.
So why the hell does the league have to give the blessings to the NBA to do this? But they're not going to be close, and they're not going to be ready. And now the judge ruled today or yesterday that says, yeah, look, the Pistons can go down. You know, the plaintiffs didn't show enough oomph, you know, that the Pistons don't have to go down there. But man, oh, man, oh, man, you're going to be like, what do you got? When's preseason for the NBA? September?
Yeah.
You know? All right, so you got July, August, September. Wow. You got 3 months to get that thing all together? Yoo-hoo-hoo.
I like this one item here. The one modification for the to accommodate the Pistons. $220,000 for beer cooler relocation. Hey, give me a call. I'll move it for you.
You
got to make sure that beer's in the right place.
Yeah, that's right. I'll move it over. I'll slide it over.
Because a lot of NBA guys drink beer, you know, if they can't find that wacky on the floor. Ooh, what's that bag full of?
And you know, NHL fans never drink beer.
Fuck no. Oh, but you know what? Who is the who's the co-sponsor or the presenting sponsor at Little Caesars?
Labatt.
Yeah, so you know those. Beer things are going to go all over the place. Yeah, but wouldn't you rather have Labatt than Budweiser?
Every day of the week.
So it's like kind of like, okay, you know, I can live with that one pretty decently. I mean, for a regular beer, and thank God, I think we're getting the change of the wind where, A, we're getting rid of the, you know, the Kardashian fat asses. You know, somehow that every chick with a fat ass is hot. No more. It never was. It was an illusion. You know? It was
bullshit.
We all laughed at women with fat asses who even would try to get more of a fat ass. It was a bad look, a dumb look. It was fucking awful.
But fat ass goes with crinkly dicks, so.
There you go. And that's where the Upton connection comes from. She's got a trap door and it's mostly open, if you know what I mean. Or the old corkscrew-a-roo, you know. But we got that going on, and the secondary is, you really do. You can't have, you know, you can't have two teams in one stadium. You just can't. Yeah. Not going to work, you know. And as many times as we've seen where they had to cancel games because they had water on the floor for the basketball team.
Yep.
You know.
And it's happening more and more.
Yeah.
As they keep putting teams together.
And especially doing the Detroit thing. I don't think there's not enough sample size to say this is a winning combination. What it is the owner's going, how can we make more money? Fuck the people. Who cares about the fans? Yeah. You know, and especially the prices that you're paying for now at Little Caesars Arena. Wouch.
Yeah.
Thank you, no. You know, you're going to get one good year out of it. It's going to be a Jimmy John Field. One good year because it's curiosity, if you can afford to go. Because the Little Caesars Arena is going to be big money. Co-America is going to have nobody by middle August. Yeah. No, if not now.
Yep.
You know, because no one's seeing this team turn on. And the biggest thing about Detroit Tigers in Detroit is the apathy that's around here. Nobody talks about them. I mean, we do. But it, generally speaking, nobody reads the stories. They don't do the profiles of the players anymore. Nobody watches the games. The ratings are down. You know, it's like nobody cares anymore. And now it's do you understand that, old Chris Illich? You know, no one's going. Nobody likes your product. No one's going to pay for this. And you're stuck with $200 million. Fire sale, and then fire your manager, fire your GM. Hurry the hell up. You know, if you need to, MLB will help you with an executive search. You know, it won't be a great one because the MLB people don't want to see you beat Minnesota and Cleveland. You know, but if you're smart whatsoever, you know, even if you bring back, well, fuck, I can't bring back Leland being to advise. Although, this is the kind of people that we as baseball fans like. We like the old crusty managers. There's something about that. There's something about that straight shooting, doesn't do sabermetrics, doesn't know what a laptop computer is, you know, and who's not Gene Lamont, you know.
and doesn't use eight pitchers every game.
Yeah. I mean,
well, Gene Lamont may not know a pitcher, but he certainly knows a hot dog.
Certainly knows a pitcher of beer.
Yeah.
Good Lord, that guy. I think he doesn't get up. I mean, you know what he does, like, in the off season, he goes to, like, little kiddies parties as Jabba the Hutt. You know? I'm just a fat guy that sits around.
We'll take the job. We'll go down there and straighten the Tigers out.
That's right.
We couldn't do any worse, you know? And I know that you're going to try to save money on that $200 million. We'll take $1
million. I'll be real honest with you. You know, we couldn't do any worse, but they're so screwed up, I don't think we could do much good for them.
Well, you know the thing about it is we'll go down there and try to do the job, and then they'll tell us how to do the job.
Yeah.
It's kind of like being a Trump lawyer.
Exactly.
You don't want to do this.
And the first thing, if you're a Trump lawyer, the first thing you do is you hire a lawyer.
Can you believe that?
I love it.
How do you do that, but yet there's no investigation?
Yeah.
So what are you doing? A lawyer hires a lawyer. How good are you that you have to hire a lawyer? I mean, it's like a chef hiring a chef. And it's like, I don't know how to make food. You do it. You know?
Yeah, you do the work, and I'll take the credit.
Yeah.
It's kind of as long as it's good.
It's like when Verlander hires me to finish off Upton. Okay, I get it. You know? You got to have somebody better than you to do the job. And that's what's happening with Trump. Or I don't know how we got over to Trump, but you get the idea of where we're going.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. You know? The team owner needs to hire somebody and stay the hell out of the kitchen and let the guy do the job.
He needs to hire somebody to be the owner for him.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Hire us. Get your ass on your boat somewhere and just leave us alone.
Yeah, enjoy. Just look at the check and look at the money roll in because you'll have competency up there. I mean, really, which goes over to number five then. David Griffin is out as the Cavaliers, Cleveland Cavaliers GM. Dumb move? I mean, this guy's going to get picked up, I know, tomorrow. He's going to go to L.A. tonight. You know?
Oh, yeah. But he sure won't come here because we've got somebody already in that job, don't we? And he's on his way here, but we doubt he'll make it by the end of the show.
Yeah.
Because he walks like a penguin.
He left.
Our GM moves real quick.
Yeah.
He left Auburn Hills about 2 years ago. He's almost made it to that sign that says, "Welcome to the Palace."
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the thing is with Griffin, if Griffin goes, you know that the Lakers right now has a buku bit of money.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I don't know who their GM is now. I know they try to make a little bit of a splash with that, like last year. But if Griffin goes there, the giant sucking sound you hear is LeBron James. And go back to the tapes, kiddies, because that's where young John said LeBron is going. You know, thank you, Cleveland. Get the rings in Miami. You know, now let's go for, in the waning years of the career, the cash, the endorsement, the lifestyle.
Yep.
This is what you get. You already told your hometown you did your best. You took them there three times. You won once. You know, peace out. But now, do you get, now, listen to this one, figure out if this is true or not. Do you get Dream Team West? Do you get Miami West? Does it now become all the free agents say, oh, LeBron's going to go to L.A.? Maybe we can do another little thing like we did in Miami. And it's like, you going to L.A.? You going to L.A.? Yeah, let's all go to L.A. We'll make a dynasty. You know? And then you can kiss the East Conference because nobody gives a damn about the East anymore. Yeah. You know, thank God Detroit's in the East.
Yeah. Oh, hey, the Knicks are still trying, you know.
Jeez, God almighty.
Oh, what a mess.
Blow that up. I mean, the first largest market.
Yeah.
And you guys
can't
get a team.
They've been banned for 20 years.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Here's a clue for you. If you hire Isaiah Thomas to do anything, even as a greeter in front of your place, no.
A greeter for Madison Square Gardens.
No. Yeah, dress him up like a big hockey puck. No.
No, don't touch him. He will ruin you, and you'll stay ruined.
What is with that guy that just has that magic touch of screwing everything up professionally?
Yeah.
I mean, clearly, he seems like one of those guys who could really talk at a job interview, you know, because he's very charismatic.
Yes.
You know? But, man, when it comes to the real deal, whoa. And nobody's touched him. And I mean he's, yep. Him and Dumars might as well open up a Baskin-Robbins, you know, because nobody's touching both of them. You know, I think somewhere somebody said that that he was going to get a job in an interview, Joe Dumars, at some other club.
Huh.
You know, good luck. And you know what they must have needed? They must have needed a blackface. Okay, bring him in. You know, do the quota thing so they won't get hit like the NHL rule. You know.
Good luck to him.
Good luck to you, man. I mean, you were lucky because you had Mr. Brown as coach. You know, and you're living off some pretty decent trades before you. You know, and now there you go. Do we got anything about the Red Blacks in here?
Why would we?
Because it's a cool name.
Oh. Well,
Canadian football team news.
Canadian football is going to be starting soon. Just let you know that.
That's right. The CFUFL.
Yeah.
Well, we now have a new number one worst team in the NFL.
Yep. Can you take a guess who that is?
Number one worst team.
Yeah.
It's not the Browns?
And it's not the Browns, according to Shutdown Corner.
Who? Where do all these people come from?
Well,
it's another expert.
We're not experts.
We're authorities.
That's right. I mean,
But it's a group of people that voted and...
Yeah, but big deal. We all vote. We don't get, like, you know.
Yeah, I know. But I just thought I'd throw this in, and, you know, and I sort of agree with them.
Shut
to
down
a point.
Corner.
Bears?
No.
Green Bay.
It's an AFC team in the East.
Green Bay. Move them. Worst for what?
Worst team.
Jets?
Here you go.
And here I was thinking Baltimore. Okay.
Well, they're pretty screwed up.
Yeah, I mean, just management screwed up. Yeah, everything's screwed up over there.
How can you not call the Browns when you've got a baseball guy running it? You know?
But they think this year the Browns will have a better record than the Jets.
Wow.
The bar is high?
Yeah, no kidding. Two wins?
Because they don't have a quarterback. They have nothing.
Yeah.
They got nothing over in the... Well, where do they play at? They play in...
Don't they play in New Jersey?
They don't play in the Meadowlands, do they?
No, that's the New York Football Giants.
Yeah, they don't share the stadium over there, do they? I don't know. Wherever they play.
Shea Stadium.
Yeah, Shea Stadium. Yeah, where Joe Namath used to play.
That's right. Where Casey Stengel still is.
Yeah.
There you go. God.
I sort of agree with them because they have no running back. They got nothing.
Where'd they draft this year?
Near the top.
28th? 28th?
Yeah, but still.
What? All right,
You could draft near the top, but if you don't draft good, what good is it?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Well, we know that from here.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You know, you can have the first round. Talk about the Edmonton Oilers.
The number three pick, the Detroit Lions select Joey Harrington. Yeah, okay, we know all about that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know, you can have the top pick, but if you pick shit, you're going to get shit.
So. What is the chance of the Pistons getting D'Angelo Russell?
They're in talks with L.A. right now that L.A. is willing to take their first-round draft choice for him.
Yeah, but Detroit picks where?
12.
Over, and you get D'Angelo Russell for that?
Yeah.
On a rookie deal?
And he's still on a... He's still on a... Yeah, he's only getting paid...
Yeah, $500,000, yeah.
Or whatever, yeah.
Wow.
But he, but he hasn't showed...
I don't know.
He hasn't showed...
Yeah, no, there's nothing.
Right.
Yeah,
But he's got... his potential is there.
He's got potential, yeah, but really, every time you think potential, think Erickson. You know?
That's because what they're thinking is, trade the top 12 pick, get him, and then trade Reggie Jackson, and then try to get a number one pick back.
Would you get a number one pick for Reggie Jackson?
I don't know.
No. Not even close.
But then you get to dump all his salary, too.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
All right, well, good luck to you. You know, I mean, that's some real convoluted thinking. But, man, D'Angelo Russell, no, no, no. Because by this time, in a team that has nobody in L.A., in the Lakers, they got nothing. You could be the superstar of that team, and you never seized it. You never, you know, accelerated with it. So it couldn't happen.
But what the Pistons are thinking is, since they had no talent there, it's hard to, you know, take the bull by the horns when you got nothing there.
Yeah, but that's a waste of a draft pick. I mean, really is.
You know, that's what the Pistons thinking's.
But you really don't have a deep 12, no. You know. So, yeah, I can see in a way D'Angelo Russell, but boy, you could, unless you do a three-way trade, you know, you blow him out right away and get, say, Love from Cleveland, which is not going to happen. You know, this team, the Pistons needs talent. Nobody's lining up for Drummond. You know, that was a stupid, stupid contract, once again, in the annals of Detroit contracts.
And when we talk about Detroit contracts, there's plenty of anal to go around.
That's another GM. But what's not another GM is, Ken Pocket, what did we not talk about?
What we didn't talk about today is we didn't talk about the Oakland A's and the Chicago White Sox. What do they have in common? Would you like to guess?
Baseball?
They both have 31 wins, which is the worst in the American League, and it's one fewer than our own Detroit Tigers. Oh, boy, we're going to go for that wild card position. No.
Yeah.
You're one game out of the rock bottom in the league.
Being the worst team.
Being the worst team. Five games under .500. Oh, we're so close to contending. You're closer to rock bottom.
Yeah.
Pull the plug.
I mean, really, what's it going to take? You know, with all these Detroit guys, and now all the fans are going, well, we just like going for the entertainment. Then go see wrestling. It's cheaper. And you know how it's going to win.
Talk about, and at least it's not rigged.
I know. That's what we got to do. We got to talk to the fifth Beatle, talk to Paulie, and see if we can't get a wrestling update, because the Money in the Bank match was last week. We missed it. So we can't miss any other Summer Slams coming up. But not coming up. But coming up well is Mark Milicek, sport director. What did we not talk in 1 minute? I do mean 60 seconds.
Okay. Well, to continue on the basketball thing.
The Toronto Maple Leafs?
The Detroit Pistons are going to lose Aaron Baines because he's opting out of his contract.
Bye.
So they will be saving $6.5 million a year.
Bye.
Good. So I guess their backup to Andre Drummond is Mr. Boban. Unless they sign somebody.
Bye.
Boban! Boban!
And with that Boban, we got to Boban ourselves out of here. Thanks an awful lot for being here with us. If you want to hear us again, you can go to Podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, and click on the box, put in CKIW, and you'll see the Sports Authorities pop up. And you can take us anywhere you go, in your truck, in your shower, if you got bad cramps, You know, we fix everything.
On the toilet.
You can listen to it as many times as you like.
That's right. So in case your battery dies in your vibrator, you can listen to us again, the harmonic tones that we have. And that includes you, Miss Upton. So, fat ass.
She does listen, you know.
Of course she listens. You know, she's got to have some kind of sexual satisfaction. So.
She likes crinkly.
And we can't provide her that, you know. Think more like a telephone pole. So, for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our sport director, Mark Milicek, this is John Sarver. We will see you again at 7 o'clock right here from Studio B at CKIWI Radio 76 Studios with the Sports Authorities. Till that time, good night, folks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.